I don't think Ken Clark is going to make it. Is that right?
No, it's you and me against the world.
As it always is, Michael.
Yeah.
Happy birthday yesterday or the day before. What was it?
Monday. Yeah.
Good.
I can draw Social Security.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
I'm okay, not.
Guys, I'm recording.
Okay. You are now? Oh, good. Thank you.
Yep.
All right. I guess we'll call the meeting to order then, eh?
Do I need to second that?
Sure. And I'll third it. All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Okay. Who's up?
I guess that would be me. So we have completed our process as you gentlemen.
Excuse me for just a second. Can we approve the last minutes first?
Yeah, I'm trying.
Yes, I will approve. I'll make a motion to approve the minutes from April 15th.
I will second that. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay. Anything else, Teresa?
Nope. That's it.
So with the approval of last month's or the last meeting notes, one of the motions that was made there was to approve the processes for both our assistant chief of training and the assistant chief of operations. And I think when it got down to the motion, there was some clarification issues on whether or not we had actually approved both. So, if we could get a motion to approve that next process before we leave today. But the main agenda for today is going to be to certify the testing process for the assistant chief of training that is now completed. And you should have the eligibility list in front of you with the scores. So if we could get a motion and approval on that process.
Okay, Mike.
Yeah, I'll make a motion to approve the April 22nd, 2021 assistant fire chief training. And there's three people on it.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Well, I guess I have to second that. Sorry, I second that. There's only two of us, I forget.
Yeah. Okay. Aye.
And with that, due to the COVID restrictions, if we could also get an authorization for Secretary Teresa Nesheim to sign and certify that for you.
Yes, I'll make a motion that she can sign and certify for us.
I would second that. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you, gentlemen. And then also on the email that we sent out or that Teresa sent out, there's a transition plan which for the second position, which goes hand in hand with the processes we already talked about before for this next position. Is there any questions or concerns on that before we also approve that process?
No, I don't have a question.
And it's, I think, just a formality. I think we already actually talked about it and approved that already, but we wanted to make sure for our notes that we're all on the same page.
Okay.
As you can see in that transition plan, we will again post from within, just like we've done in the past. That process will start on May 22nd, and applications will be allowed to be picked up for 2 full weeks after that, from the 24th to June 4th. And it'll close Friday at 4 p.m. on June 4th. And there's in that plan, there'll be written testing on June 8th, and oral boards will happen on June 17th. Questions on that? Or
so I guess my only question is, and I know it was in there, I just don't remember. So the position that we can fill right away is your old position, is that correct?
The one we just certified was the position for Todd for training. And the idea was that we would fill that one first so that we could get that individual in here to work with Todd before he retires at the end of June. And
oh, I see.
Other position, I can still do both mine and Dean's position until we can and go on to the next process to fill that one.
So the one in June is for your position and the one right now is for Todd's?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Good. Sounds good to me. Do we need to move on anything else, or is that?
I think just for clarity and clarification from the last notes, if we could get an approval for that process as well.
The June process?
Yeah.
I'll make a motion to approve the process as presented since it was recorded.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? No.
And I think the only other thing on my agenda here, unless I'm missing something, is we will need to also set up a meeting to certify that process when it's completed, which if anybody, if it's available, that week of June 21st through the 25th would be best. Any one of those days works for you gentlemen?
I'm going to be in Alaska, but Zoom doesn't care where I'm at. So if it's a Zoom meeting, just make sure I got all the stuff.
Yeah.
And I can do it from there.
That would probably be the same protocol for me. I don't know that far out.
We want to look at that Thursday again, Kevin, the 24th?
Just a second, because I think I might be in an airplane that day. Oh no, I'm good. I get back on July 22nd, so I'm good there. Okay. So that day's fine.
Thursday, June 24th, work for everybody?
It should be good. Should be good. Yeah. Same time, 4 o'clock.
Yep.
Okay. All right.
That is everything that I have. Teresa, are we missing anything, ma'am?
No, that's it.
Well, I sure appreciate all of you folks taking the time to do this. It's pretty nice to get everything rolling.
Get it on. Hey.
Not that we're going to be excited when we don't have Dean with us, but.
I think he is going to be excited. I'll make a motion to adjourn then.
All right. I can second. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
All right, guys. Good to see everybody.
Thank you.
Yep.